With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Three candidates are vying to fill one of the seven seats on Montana's Supreme Court. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports the candidates are pointing to their legal experience heading into the June 2nd primary.
The race is nonpartisan, and the primary will result in the two candidates with the most votes moving on to the general election in November. All three candidates are promoting their legal backgrounds and experience. Mike Black is from Haver, and this is his second time vying for a seat on the state's highest court. He applied to be appointed to Justin Bryan Norris's seat in 2014 when Norris was appointed to the federal bench. Black has practiced law in Montana for about 30 years, representing and suing mining, railroad, and insurance companies. He also worked in the state attorney general's office for about 4 years, ending in 2015.
A lot of that work was defending Montana's laws with respect to campaign finance and disclosure, and I fought a lot of dark money groups.
More recently, Black has worked on employee benefit cases under his private practice. Black's work and being a fourth-generation Montanan were recently touted in an op-ed article by five retired state Supreme Court justices who endorsed Black. Missoula attorney Mar Scott is also from Montana and has practiced law in the state for nearly 40 years. Most of his legal career has been in the realm of family and civil law. That's something he says would round out the bench, which currently has several former prosecutors and district judges on its roster.
Criminal law is well represented up there, but some of the other areas of law are not necessarily as well represented.
Scott also promotes his 22 years in the Navy. Both Scott and Black are taking swipes at incumbent Lori McKinnon for initially saying she wasn't going to run for a second 8-year term. Both Black and Scott question why she changed her mind. McKinnon says she shied away from running again because of attack ads during her first campaign against her then-opponent Ed Sheehy, which made the race contentious. Those ads were paid for by a political nonprofit, and McKinnon has denounced them. She said the thought of that happening again was daunting.
I changed my mind, really, when I visited with some friends, other appellate judges across the nation at a conference, and they gave me some very good advice, which was, the worst reason not to run is for fear of losing.
McKinnon is asking her voters to focus on her 6 years of experience as a district judge in the 9th District, which includes Glacier, Toole, Teton, and Ponderay counties. She created a substance abuse court in the district, which she says helped better integrate those with addictions back into society. McKinnon also says the roughly 2,000 cases she has heard while in the state Supreme Court is an important metric displaying her experience. McKinnon says she's written majority opinions in about a fifth of those cases. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.